we put this question to our listeners. How would you fix the team? So here are the top five suggestions. Number one, expand service. You get more riders, you'll get more revenue.
True, but that is true. But what folks have to realize, though, is usually then our costs go up. So in other words, the only service that we run that makes money are Patriots game day commuter rail.
To Foxborough,
that's right, because we charge $15 per ticket. So we actually make a little money on that. All other public transportation is subsidized. Now, I think what your viewers would say is, well, if you push more folks, for example, to ride the service midday when you have capacity, I agree with those ideas. Those are some things we're looking at maybe in the future, reducing fares midday to encourage more folks to take public transportation. But the bottom line is all of our service is subsidized. Some subsidized higher than others, but all the service that we run is subsidized. So today it costs you $1.70 to ride the subway with a Charlie card. To run the service, it costs more like $3.20.
Wow.
Per ride.
Now,
but not uncommon. Most other, in fact, all other public transportation systems in the world are subsidized in one form or another.
The second suggestion, have the state take back the big dig debt.
I think that's a fine idea, but with the caveat that that is about $1.7 billion, equates to about $125 million a year. You're just handing them the state the same problem. How are they going to pay for it? What kind of either programs would be cut or revenues would be raised? So as an equity issue, I don't disagree with it, but I think folks have to be careful what they wish for. What does that mean then for the state programs? I mean, even this year, the state budget, the cost for some of the social safety net programs that we have are growing at a faster clip than our tax revenue. So we have to keep that in mind, that it's just not handing someone who has $1.7 billion handy to pick up the tab for the big dig debt.
Suggestion number three, raise the gasoline tax.
Well, as I mentioned, the governor did propose that 3 years ago. That did not fly at the time. I think if we did that in the future, as the governor proposed, we have to be clear that that or any other kind of revenues that we would raise would be dedicated to transportation across the Commonwealth. I think that whether real or imagined, folks that live outside of the metropolitan Boston area feel, and this is what I hear when I'm in Worcester or in Springfield and other parts of the Commonwealth, feel as though in the past, too many resources or disproportionate number of resources have gone into Boston-based projects. So if we did that in the future, I think we'd have to be clear that, again, whatever revenues are raised, that portions of that are going to go, again, to things like bus service in Pittsfield or, fixing the I-91 viaduct in Springfield.
Suggestion number four was have better PA systems so we can hear what they're saying.
Well, Charlie Brown's teacher has been retired. My predecessor did that, and I think one of the best things he did, frankly, that was terrific, as a daily user myself. So I think the PA system, certainly the stations are pretty clear. I agree that the PA systems on some of the trains aren't so clear. And so as we buy new trains, we're moving to automated announcements like there are on the new Red Line cars, for example. And soon, coming soon, we've been talking about it for a while, but we don't want to roll it out until we get it right, which will be the countdown clocks in the subway. So rather than it just saying, next train approaching, next train arriving, it will literally say next train alewife, 8 minutes, 7 minutes, 6 minutes. So,
what about your iPhone apps, smartphone apps? Do you have them?
Those have been terrific. I think, in all the things that I've seen done in the last 2 years since I've been here, that's been one of the best things we've been able to do. We asked the public for help. The public, all these great developers came up with terrific apps. Some are free. Some cost, a couple of bucks. It costs the T basically nothing to do. There are tens of thousands of now, customers who are no longer leaning, over the curb to see if their bus is coming, but now for the comfort of their own iPhone, smartphone, Android, BlackBerry, can see when their next bus and their next train's arriving.
And the fifth suggestion was improve fare collection, that is, fix the equipment so that people on the buses can collect the fares.
No, good point. And so we've got a few tactics right now we've employed to improve fare collection. One on the Green Line is something we've heard from customers during the fare hearings that we should do a better job of closing those back doors and making sure everyone is paying. We're doing that now on three lines during off-peak times. We've gotten some negative feedback, perhaps from some scofflaws who don't like paying. But I think that's been a big piece. Part of our legislation that you mentioned earlier that we filed increases the fare evasion fine. I had the irony of catching a fare evader last year, and $15 is not a deterrent, it seems to me, for many folks, and how we collect it, which is very poorly. So it will be $75 now. We'll be able to do it. And then finally on fare collection, I think the most challenging piece for us has been on commuter rail. And we just announced last week that we've come to we're going to launch a pilot program later this year with a company from England that allows you to purchase your commuter rail ticket on your cell phone. Again, so it will be the first commuter rail in the United States to adopt this. They've been doing it in London now for about 3 years to great success. And we're confident that that will be a real game changer for our customers. We estimate through surveys that about 75% of all of our commuter rail customers have smartphones. So rather than spending tens of millions of dollars to put in gates and Charlie machines, this will cost us virtually nothing. And the customer will literally have the ticket machine in their hand. So we're excited about what technology can bring in the future for fare collection as well.